Jim Gaffigan asks, can you wear white to the second impeachment? Tim Dillon tweets, yes, the president did just instigate a violent coup, but it was dope if you see it as a merch drop. J.O. Covan, among other things, he made news in 2020 for a pretty good Donald Trump impression. He says, some folks understandably feel my Trump is no longer funny in light of recent events. My only question is, why did you ever laugh? My comedy was always informed with the fact that he's a racist and vicious wannabe dictator. It's why my stuff is great and not run-of-the-mill trash. Bounce on over to the avclub.com for an article titled Seinfeld the Return delves into the horrifying mystery of who killed Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah, I went down this rabbit hole and I'm glad I did. Seinfeld the Return is a Twin Peaks inspired vision of what it might look like to revisit the cast 25 years after the sitcom ended with Jerry, Elaine, George, and Kramer locked in a prison cell. Spoilers, he had 25 years. Dom Nero, he's at Dominic Nero, has been tweeting these. His first tweet was from 2017, where he wrote, after watching the new Twin Peaks, I've been fantasizing about what a Seinfeld return would look like on Showtime, so I made this. You'll have to bounce over there. I can't embed a tweet into a podcast. He has now returned with three episodes to elaborate on the idea. On New Year's Eve, he tweeted, one thing from 2020 that I'm extremely proud of is this Seinfeld The Return edit. I spent the early weeks of COVID trying to imagine the first 2 minutes of a Seinfeld revival in the style of Twin Peaks. It never really found an audience, but hey, what the heck, I'll share it again now. In the first episode, Kramer announces Jerry's death and we return to the empty apartment before finding the comedian held prisoner. This is followed up with another episode where Elaine loads a gun while listening to George's Greatest American Hero answering machine. A black and white flashback of Kramer at the Nexus of the Universe brings viewers deeper into the psychic torment of the show's central mystery. In episode 3, we see modern-day Newman. Nero tweets, I've just succeeded mapping out parts 4, 5, and 6 of Seinfeld The Return. I cannot believe the power I feel at my fingertips. This is going to be so much fun. None of this should be able to exist. It's all insane, and I can't wait to edit it all together. At Dominic Nero on Twitter, check that out. Lots of fun. Or AV Club has it posted online. Chad Daniels spoke to Chroniclet, a website. He says, I even have a nickname. Fans call me Cookies and Cream Tits. So yeah, people have apparently just been exploring all the lovely ice cream options and moving up from XL to XXL t-shirts. He said, I don't know what happened, but a bunch of XXL shirt wearers just got out of a coma. I got hammered with double XL orders over the holidays. As for his act, he's not doing politics. My rule has always kind of been talk about what you're going to be the smartest person in the room about. For me, that's just my life. If I go into politics or anything like that, somebody's going to be like, listen, idiot, here's what actually happened. Because I don't follow the news enough because I like sleeping. So I talk about just being a dad and how ridiculous these situations are. Over the weekend, your host, Johnny Mack, tried watching Netflix's History of Swear Words. I didn't like it. I didn't like the production. I didn't like the forced, the comedians felt like they were forced in. I would actually rather just hear about the etymology. I did not last long. History of Swear Words on Netflix is a hard pass for me. Hey, from Chortle, they say Aziz Ansari's Master of None is set to return for a third season, this time shot in London. Aziz will return as Dev Shah, the 30-something actor struggling with his romantic and professional life. Ansari has kept a low profile since allegations of his own sexual misconduct emerged in 2018. He addressed those in the backlash against him to an extent in his 2019 stand-up tour and his Netflix special Right Now. Back in 2017, Ansari told Vulture, I don't know if we're going to do season 3. I wouldn't be surprised if I needed a long break before I could come back to it. At that time, he said, I've got to become a different guy before I write a third season. I've got to get married or have a kid or something. I don't have anything else to say about being a young, single guy in New York eating food around town all the time. Chortle asked Netflix for comments on the return of Master of None. They have not responded, much like Aziz Ansari will not respond to you if you were somebody who had helped him early in his career. And then a couple years later, you're like, hey, want to be a guest on our satellite radio channel? And he wouldn't return your calls, much like Jim Gaffigan. Aziz Ansari, back from Master of None, after keeping a low profile since allegations of his own sexual misconduct emerged in 2018. You can read all about that on Chortle. Tommy John again talked about what he misses because of the COVID. He says, I'm assuming just leaving my house isn't an acceptable answer, but that's top right now. I just like to leave my house. Other than that, I'm looking forward to some live sporting events, I think. I just started taking my kids to some basketball games last year, so I'm really looking forward to that coming back and being able to catch the next virus early in a huge crowd like that. So I think that's what I'm going for, but I'm looking forward to getting into a club, staying up late, Ubering around with a stranger, having some drinks, and doing some comedy. Trevor Noah spoke to GQ and looks back at when he first took over for Jon Stewart. Back then, goal number one was to survive, says one of Noah's longtime friends. Noah obsessed over critiques of his accent and pronunciation. Sometimes I'll just sit by myself and say, controversy? Controversy? Adidas? Adidas? And look at nasty tweets, prompting his friend and Daily Show writer Joseph Opio to scold him. He said, basically, you're complaining that birds are shitting on your Ferrari, but you've got a Ferrari. And Hannah Gadsby told Variety the biggest influence on her comedy are her parents. They both have very different approaches for garnering a laugh, but between the two of them, they've shown Hannah how to use humor as a tool for every kind of occasion, as a coping mechanism, a way of connecting, a way of disconnecting, for fun, for cruelty, for antagonizing, or for relief. She's writing a memoir. She says, it's about me. That makes sense. I'm struggling to write it because how you tell your story has a profound effect on who you are, because it doesn't just shape the way the world sees you, it also shapes the way you see yourself. And that's your daily comedy news for today. Follow the podcast on Spotify or subscribe at Apple Podcast, Overcast, or wherever you get your shows. Jim or Aziz, if you want to say hi on Twitter, or anybody else can say hi, I'm at DCN Pod, at DCN Pod. See everybody tomorrow.